Okay, so we're here hitching from Cape Town up into Namibia, and Andre's just kindly picked me up. What kind of truck are we driving? It's a Freightliner, and Andre has a few points that he'd like to make about the issues with Volvo. So take it away.
The first is expensive.
Okay.
And they got it for the services and stuff, like your filters. You know how much a filter costs in Volvo? If you take it into this service or this truck,
yeah,
costs about, okay, with oil and filters, less about 5 to 7 grand. A Volvo, one filter, 7 grand. One filter. It's a bit expensive. It's hectic on the road for business to drive a Volvo, to keep it in the road.
Uh-huh.
And it's guaranteed. You buy a new one on 500,000, you let it go. I never find a Volvo that done 800 to 1 million miles, like this one. It got in his car 1.6 million already. No engine open, no doors, no gearbox, nothing. Volvo can do that. It's a problem of Volvo.
So what about the way the trucks look? Is that important to you or not?
The looking of the truck is not important. The important is inside the truck, is there space for like packing stuff.
Right.
You call it this things, racks, what's it, like space where you can put your clothes in, stuff where you can put your pots and pans in.
Yeah.
Your food in. Like this bed, you pick it up, there's a huge cabbage underneath there. Where my steam mill is, my gas burner is.
Yeah.
All my stuff.
Yeah, it's nice to have the double.
Yeah, you got in the space. Okay, the new Volvo that I saw, the biggest one now, but here's in Africa, he's alright, he's looking good, he got space in it. He also got the ice rice cap, he's a good. But it's still, it's expensive. It's not, normal companies can't buy it. It's too expensive. And the deal was what Scania got for the people, they rather go for Scania and MAN deals before they go for the Volvo deal.
Right. What's the, maybe there's like the service network is not so good in South Africa for Volvo.
No, Volvo's services network is good, they've got 100.
Oh, so they've got service points
everywhere.
Okay.
And they got standby buckies, but everybody got it. Scania, Volvo, MAN, Freightliner, International. Everybody got into Africa right through. Service points. There's no problem for the truck. Just pick up the number, your phone number, they come out to you.
And what about like looking at all the dials in front of you? It's all like switches. Would you prefer if it was like your tablet here, if it was all electronic and you could decide things?
The roads. Look at the roads in Africa.
Yeah.
Look at it. Electronics. Done. Old. Because it jumps, you get loose, and the truck stops.
Right.
There's a problem with electronics in South Africa. The roads, as you go up north, to Joburg, that side, in the Northern Cape,
yeah,
there you get really shit roads. Look like this all the time.
Right.
So electronics give us...
Got to be robust.
Gonna give a lot of trucks standing still because of electronics. Even this little one. Not too much electronics, but it looks like a lot of things, but just the button for wipers, the button for this, it's unnecessary. Just like look like an aeroplane side, too much for. Plain simple, indicator, lights, that's it.
Right.
Don't have to be fancy stuff. Yeah, like an aircon must be there.
Yeah.
But oh, necessary like all this fancy.
Keep it simple.
Just keep it simple. But keep it simple, but do it trucker friendly inside.
Yeah.
Make space for the trucker. Make space for stuff to put away.
Over your years driving, do you have any ideas what would be nice to include on the interior of a truck? I mean, you've got a fridge here, you said.
Yeah, there's no fridge. Volvo, Scania, bring out their own one.
Right.
The small one in the middle. They bring out their own one.
Right.
Include in the truck.
That's good.
Stuff like that, you know. Like this Friday, I got a microwave, but I take it out now because I have to get a special cable from America
right
to do a microwave.
Oh, shit.
See what happened to truckers? Yes, Africa. You load during the week is right. You load, offload, you go, offload. You're standing here for 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
Then you rest. But now weekends, you're standing there in a place, there's nothing.
So what would you do in here? What would you like?
There's my food in my fridge. Here's my food here.
Yeah.
Cooking my stuff, do all my stuff.
And what do you like to do in your free time when you're waiting?
Oh, I'm on the internet.
Right.
I got internet, I got data, mostly got videos, most of it I got TVs.
Right, right.
All that stuff. Because when you're sitting there for 3 days, the Friday, the Saturday,
sure,
the Sunday.
Sure.
And then Monday you start working.
Hey,
Monday.
Imagine this. You've got your bed here, you have a white screen that you can pull down here and you can project films onto it and sit
I
in your
will
bed.
Show you now pictures. I got a flat screen in here.
A fat screen?
Flat screen. I got a flat screen in here.
For watching, movies?
Watching movies, my TV.
Nice.
I will show you just now what I've done in the truck.
Cool.
And Volvo can't do it. Scania can't do it.
Yeah, maybe
can't
they can.
Because there's no space in there.
Well, this...
They got the small little TVs. I saw guys. They put it on a dashboard. But you can't... Like this, you can't move.
They don't
have a space,
yet.
Moving space yet. Because the bed is right here, they only got the small little.
Yeah, I think it's to do with the
space inside.
The axle, comes through, something comes through here, a mechanical component.
All that. That's what Mercedes, you must put down the seat to get onto the bed. All that stuff like that.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for your input, Andre. I'll take your picture later and get it sent off as a case study to the Volvo Design Studios and see if we can make some improvements.
Okay, there comes